member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
Good evening, afternoon, or morning. Kinky Sex Radio is on the air, podcasting from beautiful Rogers Park in Chicago, Illinois. This week on Kinky Sex Radio, we'll talk about enjoying anal sex when your partner's a little larger than average.
We'll also be talking foot spanking and bastinado.
And we'll take a call about cleanliness. How important is it when you're in a closed relationship?
All that and more on this week's Kinky Sex Radio.
Kinky Sex Radio.
It's a spanking for your ears.
Gypsy, we have a question written in by a listener via email. Incidentally, if you'd like to do that, you send your emails to kinky@kinkysexradio.com. Gypsy, here's the question. Me and my partner both enjoy anal sex. He likes to give it and I like to receive it. My partner is quite big and sometimes he makes me bleed from my anus. Is there anything that you can recommend to prevent this from happening?
Well, being a fan of the anal sex in myself...
You like it in the anus.
I do like it in the anus. My tip, the first one, lube.
That's four tips.
It's one big one, which is what she's dealing with right now.
Nice.
But seriously, right now, lube is your best friend. My preferred lube is Eros.
That's a big... Eros, they should sponsor us.
They really should. Eros, if you're listening, sponsor us.
They make a quality product. Everyone who's been on this show has preferred the Eros lube.
It's good stuff. And have her drive the situation. Give her the wheel.
Give her the old wheel, you know what I'm saying?
You want to let her guide you in, and you want to let her control the speed, and take it slow. And once you get the lube and get it all mixed in there, you can pick up the tempo, pick up the, you know, how hard you're going at it.
Yeah,
and
what's happening is they're getting excited.
Right.
Probably him. Because I'm guilty. I've done this. You know, you get excited, you get to going, and next thing you know, well, I don't have a lot of feedback from the old anus there. I don't know. I've ripped something. And if you got a larger than average guy, the problem compounds, right? The problem gets bigger, quite literally. So make sure you take your time, but also don't be afraid to play with toys that are closer to his size. Don't be afraid to train the area, as
it were. Or even an inflatable toy that you can...
That's a good idea. Yeah, the butt plugs that inflate and contract, or certainly. You know, make sure you're conditioning the area if it's something you enjoy. You certainly want to make sure that anytime you're playing that you're not doing it to accommodate him, which can be a problem at times, because if you're not into anal stimulation... then you're not going to be playing with the back door enough to accommodate anal stimulation.
And if you're not into it, you're not going to be relaxed. And if you're tensing up and those muscles aren't relaxing, it's going to be painful and hurt you no matter what.
Yeah, make sure you are relaxing, you are lubing, and you are experimenting with the anus.
It's kinky.
Just wanted to remind everybody to shoot us an email so you can get in on our giveaway this month. It's a book called Bondage of Destiny by Glengarry McLeod. And what you have to do is answer two questions for us. What you do when you're listening to our show and how you're getting our show. And you can email us at kinky@kinkysexradio.com.
I've got a couple of responses, actually. Joe from Skunked Radio, which is another podcast. Skunked Radio, I believe, found us through MySpace, or probably Podcast Alley. He listens to KSR on his iPod and uses iTunes. A common answer. iTunes, about 90% of our audience, it turns out. He used to listen to it on his two-hour paper route, but recently got fired, so now he's listening to it while he's practicing his nunchucks or making stencils for spray painting. Joe also asked a very good question. Where can he buy that book if he doesn't win it? If you go to our forums, I've posted the MySpace address for The Bondage of Destiny's author. So you can just link right into that. It'll also be in the show notes. Shannon from Baltimore says, let me say I love your show and enjoy the new format. Thank you, Shannon. We work really hard at it. She uses that 500-pound gorilla named iTunes to download our show, and she listens to it on the bus to work. She laughs out loud and gets a few stares, but giving them a passenger on the way to work from the local detox clinic, and others seem like they commute.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And could use some sort of medication. She doesn't draw much attention. Her commutes are always interesting. Now your podcasts make it interesting and educational. I think that's awesome that it seems like most of our listeners are up to no good. Joe's making stencils and is unemployed. Shannon's on the detox bus to hell. Let's see. Cynical. Cynical, a member of our forums as well as MySpace, gets the podcast from, she says, iTunes, blah, 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 unoriginal, whatever. It takes the least effort, and I'm lazy. I am not making fun of iTunes when I call it the 500-pound gorilla. I am more than welcome you to get this podcast any friggin' way you want. I don't care. I just think it's funny that when 90% of people all use the same thing. I use iTunes to get podcasts myself. She loved episode 15. Thank you. First time she'd heard about Fireplay in a controlled setting. And there's a lot more to Fireplay. That was a very basic 101 or even pre-101 Fireplay. Feel free to look online. Check the show notes for some more links. She couldn't stop laughing. She heard the playback, the one where she called me a pussy for not putting my picture. Damn you, Cynical.
And our little outtake there.
Hey, you know, just like iTunes, I love you listening, even if you call me a pussy. Andrew. Usually working around the house, uses iTunes. Not so kinky sounding. That's funny, Andrew. Let's see. Brian gets the podcast from iTunes and drives while listening to it. He especially, on the way to his computer class, he listens as well. He loves all the shows. Become more into kink than I ever was before, which...
Wow, that's pretty good compliment.
We get
there.
That actually quite often. I've noticed a lot of new couples using this show to sort of open up, which is great because communication is key number one to anything kinky.
And that really, you know, makes me feel good because I love doing the show, but hearing stuff like that makes me just want to do the show even more.
I wish I'd had something like this when I was 17, so I wish I'd had anything. The internet wasn't even huge. When I was a wee lad back in the day of dinosaurs roaming the earth. He especially likes the ones about polyamorous, DS, swinging, etc. So, Brian, hey, you got a lot of taste there. Quite nice. He's got a broad feel to him. If you'd like to send us your information, send it to Kinky at KinkySexRadio.com.
Kinky Sex Radio.
Spank me!
Dear Professor Tom and Gypsy, hi guys, it's Curious Aussie Babe here again. I have a question I was wondering if you could answer for me. My particular kink is, I get turned on having the soles of my feet smacked hard. The question is, would this be regarded as a foot fetish or a spanking fetish? Love to hear back from you. P.S. I really enjoyed hearing my last letter read on the air. You have my permission to use my handle if need be. Ciao, Bella. Kiss, kiss.
Now, see, my first thought when I hear that email, is it just spanking to the feet or is it pain overall? Because then if it's just pain overall, it could be masochism and foot fetish. But if it's just the actual spanking of the feet, because it could also involve, you know, poking of the feet, which is something that I like. I like, you know, chopsticks or other sharp implements to be poked at the soles of my feet and in between my toes and all that fun. I just love pain to the soles of my feet. So it, and that's a fetish that's called bastinado, is foot torture.
Yeah, it comes from a lot of different places because one thing, the feet are so far away that you feel as though you're not in control of them. So it has a submissive quality to it. It also has a falaka, which is from a really bad Victorian porn. Or Victorian-themed porn. The idea being that I restrain you. Excuse me. I restrain you and then discipline you as your punishment on the feet. Now, what this does, number one, is it hurts like hell. First of all, there are very different nerves. The skin on your feet is very different. So being hit on the foot is different from being hit on the face, the hands, the butt, the vagina, the breasts. It has a unique feel to it. But second of all, consider this. If I beat your feet and your hands... I'm sorry, if I beat your feet, then that forces you to walk on your hands and knees, which is further submission. Also, it cues to the other slaves in these novels that you've been bad. So you're both punished and publicly punished to a degree. These things get carried over. Now, a curious Aussie babe, we kind of have to guess, not knowing your motivation, whether it's a spanking fetish or a foot fetish. I think the answer is both, but if I had to pick one, I'd say spanking.
And I'd really say it's a foot fetish because it's
then we got ourselves a fight. Okay.
Rawr, it's,
so why do you say foot fetish?
Because it's a spanking of the feet. You know, she's not mentioning, hey, I get really turned on when I get spanked at my feet, at my ass, at my blah.
Right. You're saying because she's not saying she's a masochist. We have to presume. So you're saying you're basing your thesis on the idea that she's got a foot fetish.
Right.
I'm basing it on the fact that I think it's a bare degree. I could almost flip-flop and argue the other way as well. I say spanking because when I've done it, it's been more corporal torture.
And torture?
Torture. That was the word. Torture. I put an extra... It's a silent P. Shut up. When I do it, I've also done spanking. It's been part of a regimen. I've never had anyone who only liked their feet spanked. And because of that, I guess I've got the prejudice of assuming, okay, you're at least slightly masochist, at least slightly submissive, and as part of a torture package, you like your feet spanked. Therefore, I'm saying it's a foot fetish. But really, it's going to depend so much on, it's not so much what you're doing, but how you're receiving it, I think. That determines whether something's one thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I could spank your feet and then spank her feet and someone could spank my feet and we could have three different experiences with the exact same thing, which I argue is one of the coolest things about kink is that they are so uniquely personal. It also makes it rather difficult because everyone's going to want to be spanked for a different reason, but I never said kink was easy. This is why we have a podcast.
And I'm curious if she's ever tried any other sort of foot torture, if it is just specifically the spanking. And if you do like your feet spanked, I would suggest, you know, maybe trying some of the other ways to torture your feet because it's fun.
Yeah, a simple little thing you can do is tie the ankles to a bedpost so the feet are hanging off. Tie the big toes together because they're going to want to move their feet. And that looks cute. But, okay, if you've ever had, first of all, if you're going to do this, have your feet hit, even if you're not into it. I'm not into foot torture. I've had someone torture my feet. If you hit a bone, basically, oh, God, that is a whole other world of pain. You want to hit the meaty parts. And you go online. I'll link in the show notes to a great resource I found on this. Like, it was really great. Not quite a website, but several pages going on Bastinado. If you hit the side of the feet and, like, curve over and get the top of that pinky.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, you
fun.
Might like that, but I don't. Oh, my God, that hurt. But on the heel or the meaty inner part there, and you kind of tap. It's five different zones. It's five different feelings. But, yeah, tie them to the bedpost, wail away.
And like I said before, in between the toes, that's fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Poking it, that's mm-hmm. real sensitive area.
Oh, yeah. It gets your attention real quick. That was horrible.
No, let's do it again. Ready? Gypsy, did you know we have a call-in line?
Yeah, but I have no clue what the number is.
You're not the only one. We haven't mentioned it since, like, episode 5. If you'd like to call in and leave us a voicemail, you can call 206-350-1206. That's 206-350-1206. You can also leave a voicemail via Skype, especially for international. A little expensive to call 206-350. Our Skype handle is Kinky Sex Radio. Pretty easy to remember.
With no .com.
Yeah, and if you happen to be a podcast listener to the show, you can always record an MP3 file. You can do that if you're not a podcaster, I guess, if you're Windows or Mac savvy. And email it to us at kinky@kinkysexradio.com. The reason I bring this up is we got an email, not an email, a voicemail this week. Hang on, let me play it.
Yeah, this is Newbie Couple in San Francisco Bay Area. We love your podcast. We're on number 3, so we've got a ways to go to catch up, but we were noticing that you spent one part of a podcast talking about cleanliness, and we only use toys on each other with no outsiders, and we're wondering, we've heard that running your toys through the dishwasher is sufficient without having to spend money on special cleaners, and we'd just like your comment on that, and I'll hope to get an answer in a future podcast. Thank you.
So first of all, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for getting all the way to podcast number 3. That's awesome. So far, so good. Now you're hooked. We got you now. That's it. Once you get to 3, you're done. You're a victim.
Got to open the vein.
And let's address our question for newbie couple in San Francisco. It's a debatable question. How clean, paranoid do you have to be if you're in a closed relationship? Now we know, or maybe you don't. I think we all know that you are not supposed to go from the anus to the vagina.
What episode I believe that was on?
2, 8, 10, 5. And 11.
Okay.
We mentioned it every time we mention anal sex, I believe. It's a bad idea to do that. It's a good idea to use a condom with any toy that's going in the anus, because that way if you don't quite clean everything, the infection is rarely deadly, but it is decidedly inconvenient for the female partner. With that said, assuming you never used a toy on the backside, you could be a little less lax in your cleaning if you're absolutely positive you're in a monogamous relationship. Keep in mind, 40% of couples admit to some infidelity. So now I know it's a horrible thing to think that the woman you're with might maybe kind of possibly, but look what you're risking here. This is a serious problem. As to the specific question of using the dishwasher in lieu of some sort of cleaning, all right, let me first say my personal opinion. This is a hobby worth investing a couple of bucks in. I know some months it's tough. Believe you me, I'm buying audio equipment. I'm very often broke. I understand. However, you buy the good toys. I've always, you know, don't get cheap on the toys. Don't get cheap on the cleaning products. Don't get cheap on the dungeon. This is something that the investment will pay off. If you buy a nice set of cuffs, you got them for a while. Do you agree? I mean,
well, but I also think that a lot of the materials that are used in dildos can be safely cleaned in the dishwasher. For example, like a glass or a Pyrex. I mean, that's going to clean the hell out of it.
I'll agree with you on that. Absolutely.
But for the dildos that are more porous and have the chance of having like maybe a hairline, you know, slit in it, you know, where bacteria can, you know, get inside there,
right,
and the cycle of the dishwasher isn't going to clean it, then you might want to invest in some of the other cleaning products. But I think depending on the material of your dildos, then the dishwasher can be fine.
So let's boil that down to a very specific answer, because they said newbie couple, so I'm assuming their name is an indication. So if you're doing glass or Pyrex, you're going to be safer because you can just boil them.
Right.
You can boil the crap out of them. I mean, nothing cheaper than, you know, a little water and natural gas on the stove, done. Now, I'm sure if you boil them for 20, 30, 45 minutes, they might start to warp eventually. I don't know. If you're going to put them in the dishwasher, here's the deal with the dishwasher. How hot does your water get and how long does the cycle run? Because if your water's only getting to 120 degrees and they're only washing for 10 or 2 or 3 minutes, then no, you're not killing a lot of bacteria. And that's going to be bad for your dishes as well, because the food bacteria also. So make sure, I don't know how you check this, but if you own your own home, you have a good water heater, you have a water heater blanket, and you got a top-of-the-line washer, yeah, I'd feel pretty comfortable in a closed relationship throwing the Pyrex and glass in the dishwasher and being done with it. With leather, with rubber, with new skin, are we in agreement here? We're saying go out and spend 10 bucks and 20 bucks and go ahead and buy some cleaner. And do it upright.
I agree. It's dependent on the material and the washing machine.
Yeah, because it's not a matter necessarily of spreading venereal disease in a closed relationship, but there is still a matter of it would be a nice thing to not have to constantly worry, oh, was this one used on the bum last week? Where did we put the, you know? It would be nice just to know that when you put this stuff on, it's doing the job, and you can move on to the fun stuff.
Kinky Sex Radio.
It's a spanking for your ears.
Gypsy, I think we establish a few things on this podcast. We establish that safety is very important, cleanliness is very important, safe, sane, consensual is very important, but nothing do we establish more often than the fact that Professor Tom is retarded.
Yeah, and you had that little clip professing so last week.
Exhibitionism.
Exhibitionism.
I'm going to put together an outtakes, and it'll just be 30 seconds of us going, wait, start over. What am I talking about? I'm on the bus to Redundancyville. Next stop, Redundant Town in Redundant, Pennsylvania. Last week, I erroneously attributed something to JW. Now, JW had suggested the sensory deprivation topic, and I'm retarded, and I said he had suggested Fireplay, Drunken Empath, which is a great fucking name, Drunken Empath. That's just cool. From our forums, suggested Fireplay. And then I got another email from someone who wanted real, that's why I did just the basic stuff on fire cotton and such, who wanted real newbie instructions on how to play safe from an unnamed, an anonymous email, the two together. So forgive me. All screw-ups on this show are probably my fault. You don't screw up that much.
Well, no, I'm bring the cuteness to the show.
You're perfect.
Right, exactly.
We know there are 2,565,000 podcasts in the world. I completely made that number up. I have no idea how many. 4.8 trillion. 4.8 trillion? I am. See, retarded. I don't know numbers. I can't even make up numbers.
It's like your friend that makes up cuss words.
4.8 billion podcasts, and you downloaded ours, and that's the point. Thank you so much for listening to our retarded ramblings.
We've had too much sugar tonight.
I can't believe we purport to be an educational show. We're two goofballs with microphones. We want to thank you so much for downloading this show, and I got a small favor to ask you. Tell somebody about podcasts. Not even this one. Just podcasts in general. There are, if you go to podriot.com, obviously those are my buddies, my boys, you know, our buddies in the network.
Our crew,
our posse. But podcastalley.com is a great place. And then the iTunes, I started in the top 100, just picking some random, you know, Al Franken show, the Pendulette show, Leo Laporte and Twit. You don't have to tell them about KSR. That's fine. But there are some. Have you seen Channel Frederator, the cartoons? Ask a Ninja. Ask a Ninja is hilarious. If you like Strong Bad on HomestarRunner.com, you'll love Ask a Ninja. And this is my point. Tell someone about one of those, any of those. Tell a friend about podcasting. Get the secret out there. That's it. That's my request. That's my favor of the week. Until next week, this is Professor Tom.
And this is Miss Gypsy. Stay kinky.